Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I know y'all remember that song, Lord Have Mercy Jesus, the mighty temptation, I could never love another after loving you. Welcome back to the show, my fellow Americans, my brothers and sisters, my good friend all around the world. Thank y'all again for tuning in to be back with me, your host, Extraordinaire, live on Blog Talk Radio. Friends, we're at it again, part two. Gotta get your mind right with Keith Fletcher. Friends, I am so excited until I almost don't know what to do with myself. And I'm gonna tell you why I'm so excited. I am excited because what we've done here at Blog Talk, we've captured two innovators on the ground floor. Raymond Fletcher and Keith Fletcher embarking into real estate. Now, real estate, everyone knows, is the most lucrative investment in America. It was yesterday, and it still is today. That's right, folks, today, my fellow Americans. And here they are, two young men. Grambling State University has made us proud, for they have spit out two more great giants among us. But I'm excited because they are on the ground floor. Now, Keith told you on yesterday, he was sleeping on his father's sofa not very long ago. And here he is now. You guys are familiar with Airbnb. But when you travel, people don't always necessarily want to stay in a hotel. Family especially, they may want to enjoy that comfort lifestyle of being in a home. Well, if you ever in the Dallas area, you may want to contact these brothers. They can get you set up. They have invested in two lucrative homes. 280 to 300,000, and here they are now, just little local boys. Not only have they purchased, paid out in full, two homes like that, mind you, also owning their own home, just little local neighborhood kids, and they are on the road to even higher and greater heights. I predict that they will be the first millionaires coming from the small town in which they came from. These brothers have made that community proud, and I'm excited. I'm excited to have Keith Fletcher with us tonight because everybody has had a beginning whereby we weren't always proud of the things that we did growing up. You see, part of life is not about how you start your race, huh? But it's how you run your race, huh? And how you finish the race. I'm not going to talk too long because I want this young man to come on here and tell you from his life experience and just talk to you from his heart and spirit what it took from him to make a transformation from where he was to where he is now and where he planned to go tomorrow. But before I go to him, it was one statement he said on one of his videos that really gripped me. He said, "I've changed so much, I don't know who I am anymore." Meaning, that person he was 20 years ago, he's no longer that person today. Now, we all can go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. And we can look in that mirror. Hopefully, when you look and see your reflection, you've seen a change from who you were once upon a time to who you are today. And if you haven't seen a change, to say like Keith, it's time. You got to get your mind right. Friends, brothers and sisters, my fellow Americans, we're going to do a small break here to introduce the man. The spotlight will be on this man for the next 12 to 15 minutes to tell you how he truly feels. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, Mr. Keith Fletcher.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello there, how you doing, my brother? Happy to have you back.
I'm doing fine.
Can't wait for you to just fill us up with all of that wisdom you have.
Well, man, I like how you started out, talking about how you started races, how you finished, man. My grandmother always... That's the saying I always carried with me, man, when I was going through hard times. It ain't how you start, it's how you finish, man. And that carried me a long way. Yeah. But, man, I want to talk about, man, you know, I look back at my past and look at the things that I had, the things that I went through, the things that I lost, you know. And a lot of them sayings that I got from her, my grandmother, my mom, you know, my mom is always telling me, I just want to raise some good boys, you know. You know, I tested that a lot, good boys. But like you say, my brother, man, my brother, you know, you had that person that always had his stuff together, man. I got to give that credit to him, man. He told me a lot of things. I used to sit on his porch to him about things and telling me things. A lot of things I didn't want to hear. A lot of things I didn't believe I could do. I didn't believe in myself. So when I started talking on Facebook, man, I started out with trying to help people with their credit and telling them things about credit, but that was a hard thing. People didn't want to grasp it, man. And I went to telling people about, you know, I had to step back and start looking at what was it that moved me. And it was like I had to change myself. I had to get my mind right. I had to look in that mirror. And a lot of us don't want to look in that mirror. You know what I'm saying? That mirror is a hard thing to do, to look at that mirror and stop making excuses and stop blaming somebody else and stop doing those things, then looking inside yourself, you know, and trying to pull some out of yourself, you know. I've been there, man. I know that I've been on that sofa, man, and I'm crying, and I'm like, man, why me? What did I do? You know what I'm saying? What did I do wrong to get to this point? There's nothing you did wrong, man. It's just life. You know, things that you went through, we weren't taught. Some things we just weren't taught. It just happened. But, man, I know one thing that God was always there for me, man. He was always there carrying me, you know what I'm saying? I tell, like that. My mom used to have this picture on the thing about walking in the sand. You see that one footprint. And, man, he said, man, God, where you was at, you know? And, you know the end of it, man. And that was him carrying me the whole way. So, like I said, my brother came in and told me some things, and he started it. And I remember things like he used to talk to me, and then I'd be like, well, yeah, tell me. He said, nah, go look it up. I'm like, no, man, just tell me. Why I got to go look it up, man? You're wasting time, you know. No, man, you got to go look it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And all them things that took me on a journey. You know, he was teaching me how to search, you know. Didn't even know it. He was teaching me how to search. And I remember one day I was sitting on my porch, and it's just like somebody hit me with a baseball bat, man. I'm seeing my eyes open up, and I called him, man. I'm excited. I'm like, I got it, bro. I got it, man. I was wrong, man. I got it. So, man, that's when everything started. That's when everything started me on my grind, on my searching. And I, you know what I'm saying? And it took me on a journey to you know, I couldn't make no excuses. I tell my kids, I don't deal with excuses. I don't deal with no problems. I fix problems. You know what I'm saying? We don't have no problems. So that's what I came up with that. You know what I'm saying? We don't have problems. And it took me on a journey, man. And, it, you know, go ahead.
No, but when you was on that journey, you often talk about you have to be careful about the energy you allow when you're on your journey, like negative energy.
You know, I negative energy, man, you know, people come in your life, you know, I'm going to say it like this, about your circle. I'm serious. You can't grow with the same circle that you started with, man. If they ain't talking about moving, and I tried to do it. I had a friend of mine, man, we 20-some years in the game. We ain't friends no more. It's just he wouldn't never grow with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he told me, you going somewhere, man, you ain't taking that. I couldn't understand it because everything my brother told me, I told him. You know, and that's the hard thing about what America, you know, about us blacks, I'm telling you. We got all the tools, man. We got everything inside us. We got all the YouTube, we got the library, we got people that, but we don't take no action. And that's the biggest thing, that word action. Man, you take action. Man, I can give you all the information I give you. Like you say back in the day, game. I can give you all the game. But it don't mean nothing if you don't have no action behind it. And that's what it's about. It's about moving. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to move on none of this stuff, man, I can give it to you free. I done gave it to you free. I done gave it to friends free. They don't move on it. And then when you started moving and started going, they're like, oh, where you going? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'm trying to give it to you. Because, man, this world, man, is changing. You know what I'm saying? Like you talking about the Airbnb. I remember me and my brother, when it first hit, one of my good friends called me about it. And that's when I said you got to have a good circle around you. I knew him 20 years, 30 years. We was in the Army together. Knew me. And I mean, he called me about it. And my mind was like, nah, man, I'm good. I got a good job. I make good money. I got a couple of rent houses. He's like, man, shut up. Listen to what I'm saying. You know? And when he put it down, I still probably blow him off. Then he started sending me them receipts. You know, started sending me them checks. I said, what? You know what I'm saying? That was it for me. You know, then I had to talk to my brother. I'm just saying, God work. My brother is real modest. He a businessman, but he's modest. We two different styles. You know what I'm saying? When I called him, God opened the gate, opened the windows, man. My brother was like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, what? I said, okay, I got a furnace this house. Man, and I don't know if people know about model sales, man. I work for a construction company, man. I need to get new furniture for the house. You got to furnish the whole house. And I went into the, we had a sale, furniture sale, man. And I went down to the sale. Long story short, man, I got the house, got the furniture, man. I had a whole house for like $1,100. I'm saying, and then before that, I had tenants in there. So I'm like, the tenants, I like told Harper, I say, man, now my tenants, they ain't leaving, man. They don't leave till September. So I'm about to wait till September. I get a phone call about a week later and say, hey, we're moving to California. We need to, you know, break our lease. I'm just saying, man, once you move, once you take that step, God going to take them other steps for you, man. And that's what we're doing. He can't help you laying on that sofa. If I would have never got off that sofa and stayed in my misery, my life wouldn't have been nothing but stay in that on that sofa. I'd have been staying there with my dad. But when I got up and moved, everything just changed. I didn't do anything spectacular. I didn't have no, oh, Key, how you did? I didn't do nothing spectacular. I just moved, and I kept moving. I never stayed steady, you know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people don't want to do, man. You got to get up. You got to make a decision. You got to get up early. And like I tell people, I get up early in the morning. Before my feet hit the floor, I'm thanking God. Because let me tell you something, man. I want y'all to get this part right here. You be looking for a blessing? This the blessing. Listen to me. The blessing is he woke you up. He woke you up to get in the morning and start your whole life. To start whatever you want to start is in the morning. When you wake up in the morning and you got another day. That's the only blessing I need right there, man. You got the blessing, because everything else is inside you. And then you ask God, I get up and meditate. I start meditating, get my day started. Then I ask God, hey, put that armor on me, protect me. And that's what I do, man. That's what I do. That's the only thing I do. And he does it every time. Then I start telling him what I want. I don't ask him. I tell him what I want. But see, when you tell God what you want, you got to be specific, brother. You got to be specific. I'm going to tell you one time I was talking on my Facebook, and I was telling people, I said, hey, man, I'm a construction company. I'm going to start me a construction company. This is what's going to happen. I'm there. Right while I was talking, somebody called me right in the middle of my thing. So I get off it. When I got off, I called them. They're like, hey, I can do this for you. I got all the information. See, man, that's amazing.
Wow.
See, God gave me a word a long time ago. He gave me a word a long time ago. Abundantly, man. You know, abundantly means, in my mind, it means I'm going to give you something 10 times, then I'm going to do it 10 times, then I'm going to do 10 times, then I'm going to do it 10 more times. It's something that you can't even believe. I remember my mama, I worked at this home builder. And my mama's called Darling Homes. They got $1 million homes. I was my mom. My mom, I was showing the house. She said, baby, you know, you can get your daughter home. I said, oh, no, mom, I can't get no daughter home. She said, boy, you can't see what God can do. I said, well, that's going to have to be God, mama, because I don't see how I'm going to get it. And later on, man, I remodeled one of my Airbnbs. I remodeled it. And I brought one of my managers over, you know, to see it. He said, man, this is a Darling Home. You see what I say 10 times? Listen what I'm saying. I said, I'm going to get, my mom said, you gonna get, I ain't just get one. He said, teach you going to build one. Man, that's abundant.
Hmm.
That's abundant.
That is,
you know,
abundant.
And I'm you see what I'm saying, man? And that's what you said that, believe. Let me show you this one story right here. So while we're getting Airbnb, we had the first house. So we had the second house. The second house needed to be remodeled. Let's start. I'm talking about it was in bad shape. And we got a thing called insurance claims. My partner got one. And I was telling him, I said, yeah. He said, man, I'm going to get one of those. So I started praying to God. I said, man, I need an insurance claim. I need to get this money. Because in the game, when you're doing this real estate, when you have a business, you really don't want to use your money. You hear people saying other people's money. And that's a real quote, using other people's money. And people say, well, how do you do that? See, some things ain't for you to figure out. So when I had the house, I said, oh, man, the lady said, well, how much is it going to cost to remodel the house? I said, man, shoot, I need about $25,000, $30,000. About $25,000, I can do it. So I said, man, God going to bless me with an insurance claim. I'm going to get this claim. I'm telling you, I'm going to hit it. I'm talking to my friend, telling my wife there. I kept saying it. So one day I get a phone, I get a little thing on our message stuff when somebody bought the book. And the book, and I used to always get excited when I hit a little thing on it. And I start reading the message. The lady say, I want to rent your house. It's in perfect area. My daughter go to school, but somebody ran into my house, and I need to rent the house for 6 months. The total came up to
$25,800. Come on now.
Man, I was
so. Come on.
And listen to what I'm telling you. True story, $25,800. I took that money. I said, oh, man. I said, took that, flipped that out, remodeled the whole house. I said, man, that's what I'm saying. It's nothing I did. It's all God. When you believe, but you got to move. I didn't know how we were going to remodel the house. I know I didn't want to use my money. My brother, we had the money, but you don't want to use your money in business because what we do, man, we keep it separate. You know, people ask me, well, kid, how the business doing? I said, man, it's paying the bills. It's just paying the bills. That's all it do is paying the bills. I don't have to pay the bills. The business paying itself. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand
That's right. Another important thing that you have said, and I thought it was very important for the audience to know and hear, you said that you believe that we are all born with a king DNA.
Oh, man, when I came up with that, man, like I said, God gave it to me with my meditation. I told the story how my brother, like I said, he looked over the land, you know, he a king himself. He looked over the land and said he needed something. He wanted to move it and get a bigger kingdom. He had to look over the kingdom, you know. When I said he looked over, you know, he saw me. But he had to get it right. When I say king DNA, all of us have a gift inside us, man. We all, my gift is talking. Everybody, ever since I was little, man, I used to run my mouth. You know, even I know one time in my cousin, y'all about to fight, and I had this guy, big old guy, and I told my cousin, they said, Keith, you go over there, don't be talking, man, just walk up and hit him. I said, oh, man, I'm going to walk up. I get up there, yeah, you did this. They walked off. I always ran my mouth, man. But I talk, man. That's just my gift to talk. But when I say king DNA, man, we have the king, like I said, my kingship, man. When my brother gave it to him, we all got kingdoms, man. We all have kingdoms. You got your house. Your business, that's your kingdom. And I'm saying you got to make, I tell people, just like a business, man. I tell my kids, if it don't fit in the kingdom, we ain't getting it. It got to fit in the kingdom. The kingdom is first. So that's what I mean by king. I tell my niece when she first, my niece moved with me, and I used to laugh. I said, I'm a king. She said, you not no king. I said, I'm a king here. I said, this might not look nothing to you. I said, y'all was sleeping on the sofa. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is, I'm right. A king in his soul. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? To you, it might not look like a king, but to me, I'm a king, man. So, and you got to believe that. I tell my kids, when you walk in, man, your shoulders up, your head is up. You look at them in the eye. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother's always tell them, hey, man, they put their pants leg one leg at a time, just like you do. You know, them things like that, man.
It's things like that that got you through those tough storms
them
in your life.
Them tough times.
That's right.
Tough storms, man.
I like to remind the audience, you're the same person, as you said, was in the service, went to college, dropped out of that, then went to the service, in a phone yourself, sleeping on your daddy's sofa, had a bad marriage, had bad job experience, as you said, growing up, fought anybody and everybody,
just a troubled child.
So the point is, I know people have heard it, but they usually hear from people who already live in that what we call the good life, making millions and billions, gazillions. Here we are, we have someone that still down there enough for us to know, man, if this guy can do it, so can I. And this is the outline that Keith and Raymond have created for every one of you, every one of us, to have an opportunity to make some changes in your life. If you listen real closely, he said he had to get his credit right. So Keith went to a service called Financial Education Services. And the thing is, when he looked in the mirror, when Keith looked in that mirror, he didn't like what was looking back at him. And he realized through all his past experience, if he wanted to go forward and move his life forward, some things he needed to change. He needed to change his dollar amount in America, because in America, if it's not making dollar, y'all know the story, what? It's not making sense. Am I right about it? That's right. So he had to fix his credit. So he went to these folks, Financial Education Services. I will leave a link. You too can go to these same people. And let me tell you, friends, they're not going to put your name on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or what have you. It's private. They are professional. And if the word education is disturbing you, don't let that play with you. Stay focused. Be determined, as Keith said, and you must be willing. You must be willing to fight those lions, tigers, and bear, because your goal is to get from this side of the ocean to the other side. And you can't allow any obstacles to prevent you, if you like football, from getting into that end zone. And the end zone is fixing your credit first. Would you agree with that, Mr. Fletcher?
Man, that's the game right there, man, that credit game. And see, when you said education, now education, that's nothing to be scared of. They're going to educate you. Because a lot of people don't know how to use credit, man. They don't understand credit. I didn't. I mean, just a small example. I remember my wife, she used to get a lot of credit cards. I used to get so mad. What are you doing? No. Because I didn't know. But guess what? Her credit score kept going up. It kept going up. And mine, I had one credit card. You know, I was talking to one of my guys one time. You know, we were talking. People called me, asking me about, you know, my credit. And I said, well, man, I'm building my credit. I'm working on my credit. I said, well, how are you working on your credit? What you mean you're working on it? He said, well, I'm building. I said, well, how many credit cards you have? I got one credit card. I said, you ain't building nothing. You know what I'm saying? And the people might say, I'm wrong, man. You need at least five to seven credit cards. And I know that's scary. But if you understand how to use it, understand what it brings, it'll open your eyes, man. It will open your eyes to it, you know, because that's the game. And like that, I'm telling you about authorized users, man. You should make your kids an authorized user. Now, when you say authorized user, they're not getting a credit card. They're just going to get a part of your credit card history. So you've been in a credit card as young. Like my niece is 19 years old. Her credit score already 700. My niece was going to have a house at 23. Now, she, like I told her, you can stay there or we can rent it out. or we can do other
things. He just dropped the nugget. He just dropped the nugget. I hope y'all get your ears listening, folks. He just dropped a golden nugget. What he just said is worth thousands of dollars. He just dropped it. Don't miss it. Don't miss that nugget. Mm-hmm. Say that again, please. Say that again. That's a nugget, boy.
That's what I'm saying. You put your tears authorize you, man, and then you're going to take over your history. And I'm saying, like I said, my niece, she got a 700 credit score. And the important thing about that with me, I remember she called me one day. And she called me. She said she was excited. She went out of town, and she called me. She said, oh, my credit score is 700. You know what I'm saying? She was excited. If I called, I said, hey, what's your limit? You know, she know her limit. She know how much she's going to spend. Don't spend number 30%. What's the number? She's going to tell me the numbers. She understands credit. She got 2-3 credit cards. She understands how to use them. She know how to break them down. She understands the game. At 19, I didn't know none of that. I had no idea about things like that. That's the start right there. That's the game changer right there. You know what I'm saying? That's the game. And when she go get a card, she already know about interest rate. She already know what to look for. That's the game changer right there. That's how you change the game. That's how you change that generation right there. That's how you help them. That's it. And I'm
so,
saying,
Keith,
that's amazing.
We have about 4 minutes left in the show. And I just want to thank you for just dropping some golden nuggets. And someday down the line, we're going to have to do this again because as we talk about
credit,
there's a lot because there's always another shoe, another door. Like business credit, people don't understand, is totally different from individual personal credit. So, and that is a whole nother entity in and of itself.
A whole nother.
But friends, brothers and sisters, my fellow Americans, remember this, folks. Just remember this one thing. We can't do anything unless we are wrong, unless you are breathing. So it's very important that you make sure you get vaccinated. Make sure you take your shot. Because if you don't, the Delta variant is extremely serious. It's killing people left and right. And don't think you have to be old to die. No, that was yesterday. It's a new norm now. You could be 19. Hospitals are being filled up with young people dying from the coronavirus, from the Delta variant. So make sure, do not be fooled by Fox News or any place else, even Facebook telling you a bunch of BS that you don't need to take the shot. The shot will give you a 99% chance of living versus almost 100% chance of dying. Now, you can't do any of these wonderful things Keith Fletcher talked about if you're not around. We want you to be around. We encourage you to take the shot, because once you get financially secure, then you'll be able to send Keith Fletcher, Raymond Fletcher, a card of gratitude and thank you by going to Elegant Expression 180. And the reason why I'm so high on this company, they will hand make your card for you. You tell the company what you want said on that card. Now, here's where the magic happens. They are so good at taking your words and creating the most beautiful object, the most beautiful card that your mind can't even imagine. I mean, they are so good, and I guarantee you, I promise you, 100 to 1, you would never, ever, never, like David Ruffin say, I could never find another love like that. You would never find a card in Hallmark or anywhere like the card you're going to find from Elegant Expression. I will make certain all these links will be down below from watching this show. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a joy and a pleasure to have with us the one and only Mr. Keith Fletcher, dropping some jewels on there. Any final words, Mr. Fletcher?
Hey, everything you have inside you, man, everything you have inside you, just look what's inside, and you'll see, man. Believe in yourself. Hey, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. We got to do this again sometime soon, man.
Man, I got a lot to give, man. Like you said, we ain't even got in that business, man. It's
steps
to this, man. It's steps to this. Levels to this, man. So,
that's right. He got a lot to give, and I want to share what he has to give with every one of you. Thank you again for tuning in to the Extraordinaire Show live on Blog Talk Radio, Common Sense Talk.
Thank you.